We welcome you back to Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Joe DeCamera. In a moment, we'll take our first look at the New England Patriots. But right now, let's take a look at the Philadelphia Eagles' upcoming schedule. And that's presented by NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster. For the only 100% verified way to buy or sell NFL tickets, visit NFLticketExchange.com. Now, we know it's the Patriots on Sunday, Joe, and we know it doesn't get a whole lot easier after that, with LeSean McCoy and the Buffalo Bills on a playoff drive visiting Lincoln Financial Field in a week and a half.
Yeah, that game's going to be essential for this Eagles season to have a shot to become something. That the Eagles are absolutely going to have to beat the Buffalo Bills. Unfortunately, Dave, when you think about the New England game, so many people just think it's going to be a flat-out loss. I mean, that's the reality of how a lot of people view it, which means if it is a loss in those final four games, three of which are at home, the Eagles at that point would need to win three out of those four to get to seven wins, four out of four to get to eight wins. Obviously, seven maybe gives the Eagles a shot to win the division. Eight would put them in better shape, especially because those wins would involve beating Washington and the New York Giants, and then you start working some tiebreaker factors and stuff of that nature. But without question, as Dave said, playing LeSean McCoy in 2 weeks, as the Eagles will, it's an absolutely essential game, Dave.
Yeah, it's just so hard to look down the line. I mean, we've been doing it all season, and it really hasn't worked. So let's take a look at the first look at the New England Patriots. We start at the quarterback position. Tom Brady, the marquee player in the National Football League. We've talked about how great he is. The big story here is the Eagles with Sam Bradford hopefully having no setbacks the rest of the week and getting his start. Joe, what could that mean for the Eagles' offense?
I think it can mean a better offense. Bradford was not, certainly by any standard, what the Eagles, I think, fully were hoping for in the acquisition, essentially a big upgrade over Nick Foles. That did not happen, but there's no doubt that Bradford was playing better before his injury, especially in those final couple games before he got hurt, playing better than what Sanchez then came in and played as. And, you know, you go back to Bradford's injury, Eagles leading at the time, and it was 2.5 games ago, and we know what happened with three losses since then. So you get Bradford in there, you hope you have a surge up, which I think the Eagles would. Hopefully he's, you know, healthy enough and the squad can respond.
Tom Brady, 28 touchdown passes, just four interceptions. Remarkable. How about the running back position? The Patriots earlier this year really relying on Deion Lewis, former Eagle, quite a bit. He's out for the season. LeGarrette Blount brings it. He's a former Oregon player, hard-running guy, power back. Eagles have not stopped the run really very well at all the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's got to improve a lot. I mean, you want to talk about the biggest area where I think the Eagles have regressed the most dramatically in the last couple weeks. It's the run defense. And so, yes, Blount, you know, with an opportunity here, the way he runs, the style of his running. And let's face facts, so much of the Patriots' rushing success through the years has been predicated on the fact that defenses are built to stop Tom Brady's passing game. I mean, that's, you know, it's obviously very simple the way that works in football schematically with how teams match up against each other. Now, when you talk about the Patriots' receivers being out, it could be a spot where there's going to be more emphasis defensively for the Eagles to stop Blount and give the Eagles a better chance in that regard. But as we know through the years, Dave, Bill Belichick and Tom Brady are so phenomenal at adapting their approach week by week, quarter by quarter, to the matchup they have. They just roll.
They find your weakness, and they go after it, and they go after it, and they go after it, and they go after it again. All right, let's take a look at wide receiver. For the Eagles, Jordan Matthews has been a productive player for the most part this season. There have been some ups and downs for him as far as drops. And for the New England Patriots, skeleton crew, Brandon LaFell, former LSU big-time star there, has really matured with New England. He's been a dependable receiver, not a game-breaker at all. But he can get down the field. He's got some size. He'll break some tackles. And interesting to see how the Eagles work it with Byron Maxwell on one side, Eric Rowe on the other side. I imagine that no matter where Eric Rowe is on the field, Tom Brady's going to find him and throw at him.
Yeah, no, I don't think there's any question. He'll be targeted and targeted often. And last week was tough. There's no doubt about it for Eric Rowe stepping in there. He struggled. You know, I also thought it was noteworthy that, you know, the play at the goal line when Byron Maxwell was off the field and Malcolm Jenkins was on the field. You really, I think, want to see Byron Maxwell in those spots against the receiver as good as Calvin Johnson. So, again, the Eagles' cornerbacks have got to be better. The safeties have got to be better. When we talk about the Patriots' wide receivers, Dave, you know, obviously part of why you mentioned the receivers that you mentioned and not others is because there's some quality players that are out.
Yeah, we don't know about Danny Amendola. No. We know that Julian Edelman is not going to play. I'm not sure it really matters a whole lot to Tom Brady. He gets back, gets rid of the football, puts it in the right spot. And when you wonder who makes a player better, does a wide receiver make a quarterback better? Does a quarterback make a wide receiver better? I think it's very obvious in this case that the quarterbacks make the wide receivers much, much better. Tight end for the Philadelphia Eagles. Brent Celek has been coming on. Another touchdown against Detroit. The veteran just keeps chugging along. All of a sudden, he's having a really good season.
Yeah, listen, Celek's been a fantastic Eagle through the years, you know, now going on, you know, almost a decade, and certainly one of the better Eagles for sure in that span of time, and still playing at a high level, still blocking well, and contributing more and more in the passing attack over the last couple of weeks. So it's good to see Brent doing his thing, and Zach Ertz, you know, we know a contributor for sure as well. It'll be interesting to see down the stretch here if Chip looks to prioritize having more two tight end formations. He's certainly been doing it more as the season's gone on, but you wonder at this point with the struggles of the outside wide receivers if it'll happen even more. Getting Darren Sproles also involved in the passing game.
Talking about that for 2 years.
Yeah, we have, and it hasn't happened as much as you want to
say. And watch out for Scott Chandler, really good tall target for the Patriots, and he will be used particularly in the red zone for Tom Brady, who obviously misses Rob Gronkowski. We don't expect Gronkowski to play, although you never know with Gronk. He might pull up Willis Reed. And, are you too young for Willis Reed?
I wasn't born at that time. But I certainly know.
Here's
what I do know. No, Gronkowski's a big thing. I mean, Gronkowski is, I think, the best tight end in football. And, you know, look, I don't say this about too many people. It pops up from time to time. Gronkowski's a player that if he continues on the rate he's been and stays, you know, relatively injury-free for a long period of time, which he hasn't done, but if he can sustain it enough, is a guy headed to the Hall of Fame. I mean, that's how good he is. There's no question, as Dave mentioned, Tom Brady makes the receivers in large measure what they are, but that doesn't apply to Gronkowski specifically. Certainly Brady makes Gronkowski better than he would be if Brady didn't exist, but not to the same extent as he does with the wide receivers. Gronkowski on his own is fully legit, and so him not being in the game, you know, listen, we remember their struggles in some playoff spots when he was injured a couple of years ago. So New England without Gronkowski's...
And we have to see if the Eagles' offense can take advantage of a Patriots defense without linebackers Dante Hightower and Jamie Collins. Big losses for New England's defense. Of course, the Eagles defense struggling mightily in losses to Detroit and the week before to Tampa Bay. So that's your first look at the New England Patriots. They're pretty darn good. And you know that coaching staff will have the Patriots ready to rebound after Sunday night's loss to the Denver Broncos.